The text of the brief homily is the Old Testament lesson just read. This passage, Isaiah 45, 1-7, has played a role in the question of the authorship of the book of Isaiah. But that is not the focus of the passage itself. The appearance of the name of Cyrus here in our text and in the verses preceding invites consideration. But again, the focus of the text is not on Cyrus. The main personality, as it were, the hero, is the Lord, Yahweh. The message of the text is to assure the Lord's people that he is in control of the earth and the universe. He calls people to be his special people. He provides for them physically and spiritually. He sustains and encourages them. The Lord refers to Cyrus as his shepherd in the verses preceding our text. While we may have thought that the word shepherd always refers to one who leads his sheep, we find that the word shepherd often in the Old Testament is used in the sense of one who is a ruler. The Lord also refers to Cyrus as his anointed, as one set apart for a special mission. Ordinarily, in the Old Testament, kings and priests were anointed. The Lord says that he has called Cyrus by name, that Cyrus might know that the one who called him is the Lord, the God of Israel. The Lord also says that he has called Cyrus by name for the sake of Jacob, my servant, and Israel, my chosen one. The Lord further identifies himself, I am the Lord, or Yahweh, and there is no other. Beside me there is no God. And again, there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, Yahweh, reminding us of the first word of the first commandment. I am the one who causes well-being and creates calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. One commentator says that the Lord is doing this that the whole world might recognize that the Lord alone is God, creator of nature and controller of history. The Lord sent someone into the world that is far greater than Cyrus. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. Prior to his birth, an angel of the Lord announced to Joseph, and she, Mary, will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit and with the Holy Spirit at his baptism by John the Baptist at the River Jordan. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, lived a perfect life, suffered, was crucified, died, and rose again, that people everywhere might have the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. Prior to his ascension, Jesus Christ told his disciples, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." The Apostle Paul wrote that God the Father put all things in subjection under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and gave him as head over all things to the church. God called us by name in holy baptism. In baptism, we were connected to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. We have been called to be God's special people in this age of the world's history. We have been chosen by God to worship and serve him who is our gracious and loving God. As God's chosen ones, we will trust the promise of Jesus Christ to be with us and sustain us. We will confess our faith in Jesus Christ wherever the Lord leads us. On our part, we will respect and honor the powers that be. We will render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. All praise and glory to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.